Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome everybody, a new edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. If you're listening on 95.9 and you're on 95 or on the Turnpike, please drive safely. If you're up on the Treasure Coast and listening on 106.9, you can drive more crazy. No, seriously, we're thrilled that you're with us. We're excited. Sorry, I don't know why I'm coughing. I'm really excited about tonight's show because one of my favorite guests is on. Desiree Mearns is the director of Shine/BEC. We're going to explain what BEC and Desiree's been here before, but it's always at the same time. She's always here in October because it's open enrollment, and it's all about open enrollment for Medicare and managed care enrollment. And you can change your plans and your drug plans, and she always has some unbelievable information. She helps us navigate the difference between Medicare and Medicare Advantage and Medicaid and supplements and Part D plan. She has all of this valuable information. This year, however, for the first time, I think it ever, we're going to find that out, but if not the first time ever, first time in a very long time, you might be eligible to change your election from open enrollment this year if you're not happy with the option that you chose. That is earth-shattering for those people who chose a plan and are surprised by what it actually does, given what they thought it was going to do. So Desiree is here. We're going to talk about that in a minute. I'll tell you a little bit more about her in just a second. I want to take a minute and just thank Ruth Rails in Delray Beach today. They helped us host the movie When All That's Left Is Love. It's a very touching documentary about end stages of Alzheimer's disease. It's a powerful movie. There were over 50 people in the room today. Ruth Rails did it. They set it up for free. They allowed it. They promoted it. It was fabulous, and I can't thank them enough, and I want to do that. Also, I want to talk about support group this week. You know, I do support groups every week. I talk about them. This week on Thursday, 2 o'clock at Pacifica, there is a support group for Alzheimer's and dementia families, not for the people struggling with the disease, but for their families. If that is you and you want to come, 2:30 at Pacifica it's technically Green Acres, Lake Worth Green Acres. It's on Jog Road right by Melaleuca. I encourage you to come. We'd be happy to see you there. It's a wonderful time. We have a lot of old friends there, and you can join us if you'd like and be a new friend. But now to my guest, Desiree Mearns. She is the director of Shine BEC programs for Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast Area Agency on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center. That's a mouthful, but it's really important. She has her MBA from Florida Atlantic University, a Six Sigma Green Belt in healthcare, and 5 years experience with Medicare coordination with the Area Agency on Aging of Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast. She manages 60 volunteers, 4 team members, and 19 sites through 5 counties to support the program, providing, you ready for this, free and unbiased Medicare counseling to the community. There's a lot of misinformation out there. Desiree is here to help clear that up. Desiree, welcome back to the show. So good to see you.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
So let's not keep people guessing. Let's get to the meat of the reason you're here tonight, which is you can change the election you made just a few months ago during open enrollment. What's up?
So there are 2 enrollment periods right now. One is familiar. It's actually called the Medicare Advantage disenrollment period, and that's until March 31st. That gives you the availability that if you chose a Medicare Advantage plan and you want to disenroll, just jump right to the other path of Medicare, which is original Medicare and a supplement, you can do so until March 31st. However, there's another special enrollment period for this year. It rolls throughout the entire year. Everyone can use it once. It's called the Special Circumstances Special Enrollment Period. So if there was a time during the open enrollment period this past October 15th through December 7th where you felt that you were misinformed or you didn't have accurate information to make a proper decision for your 2020 plans, you can ask Medicare for this special enrollment period. They will turn it on for you, and you can consider, you can choose a new plan, but it's one time rolling throughout 2020.
Is that the first time they've ever offered anything like this that
it's
you're aware of?
The first time I've seen it, but apparently the special circumstances enrollment period has been available. Sometimes it comes in other forms.
So typically, and I know that you and I have discussed this a number of times over the years, typically when you make an election and migrate from traditional Medicare to a managed care plan, and we're going to explain the difference as the show unfolds, going back is really hard because now you're subject to underwriting and supplements. Where are we at with that? Is that still a problem? Or
that still holds true.
Oh, it does.
So if there was a time that maybe you were on original Medicare with a supplement before last year's decisions for this year, then you may have trouble going back to original Medicare with a supplement. What we find is those who are using the special enrollment period are using it because maybe they chose a Part D and it's not working so well with their prescription, so they're choosing a different Part D, or they're on an Advantage plan, the Part C, as in CAT, and they're just choosing a different Part C, as in CAT.
So few people are going from back and forth from Medicare to Advantage and Advantage to Medicare, but the drug program. Well, you know, it's interesting about the drug program because, yet again, I'm that guy. the Area Agency on Aging and the SHINE program tells a story about a poor schnook who chose his Part D plan and had a stent on December 9th or December 8th, the day after open enrollment ends, and that poor schnook was me. And they've been telling that story for years, not knowing it was me, and Desiree, the last time she was here, just found that out. But I just had it again, all right? I now have an eye problem, and I'm taking eye medication. So were I on a Part D plan, I would be able to go to a different Part D plan now?
Yes, you would have to ask for the special circumstances, special enrollment period, and then once Medicare grants that to you, which the SHINE program can help someone call Medicare and ask for that. If you already have a plan in mind, then we can go ahead and help you enroll with Medicare on the line, or we can do that plan comparison ahead of time to give you that unbiased resource and search for what it is that you're looking for, and then call and help you enroll with Medicare.
So are most people doing this because they made a mistake, their circumstances changed, they didn't understand what they were buying, or somebody, their neighbor, told them about this great plan, or all of the above?
All of the above. And then there were some inaccuracies because Medicare.gov, we use this wonderful tool called Plan Finder, and Plan Finder went a total overhaul during open enrollment period. So it was a new system. So there were some inaccuracies about pharmacies and numbers. And then on top of that, those who pick up their prescriptions on a monthly basis knew in January that they made an oops and needed to look into something else. But we're going into March. So those who pick up their 90-day supply, this is when they're really going to see a big bump or a big difference
that's
in their
a good
prescriptions
point.
Because yeah. Here we are, the first 90 days into 2020, so that's why we want to get the word out. So if it looks weird whenever you're picking up your prescriptions, you definitely want to reach out to SHINE and we can help you reevaluate.
That's a really good point. I didn't think about the 90-day thing. That's really interesting. So let's kind of, I know we started right there, which is where I wanted to start, which is the reason that we're here tonight mostly, but I'm not sure everybody listening tonight understands what SHINE is. Who is SHINE, what it is, and what do you do? So maybe as a refresher, we should tell everybody that.
Absolutely. So SHINE stands for Serving Health Insurance Needs of Elders, and we provide free and unbiased Medicare counseling. We are also now the Senior Medicare Patrol, so we assist with fraud and scams that have to do with Medicare dollars. So someone can call into our helpline at the local line, which is 866-684-5885. That covers Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast. However, if someone lives in a different area and would like that program's number, we can provide that as well. and they would make an appointment to speak with one of my beautiful volunteers. These are all volunteers, so they generally are retirees themselves, so they have personalized touches on their Medicare counseling. They do have that experience as well. And we're able to help with plan comparisons, appeals, billing issues. We can go over those scams, frauds. There are some big ones right now in the community. We do presentations, so if anybody wants us to come to do presentations on Medicare basics and provide that education to a club they're in, or maybe their board, whatever it may be, we're available for that too.
You're an unbelievable resource. I know I told you that off air. I'll tell you again on air. You are an unbelievable resource in the community. I think a couple of things that you kind of gloss over that are really important to the audience. One, the most important thing is that all of your advice is both free being the optimum word here, but even more important, unbiased. You really don't have a dog in the hunt. You will not recommend anything. You will help people find the best solution.
And we use that Plan Finder tool that's found on Medicare.gov. So what we're going to do is we're helping someone make a MyMedicare.gov account where they're signing up per their Medicare number. We're putting in their prescriptions, their zip code. We're putting in all of their statistics. And what the system is going to show us is what's available and the prices based on what's covered, what's not, what's available in that zip code. So someone may have a friend, a cousin, a loved one, Sally Smith, who loves their whatever it may be. Well, we're not going to look at that because are you taking the same prescriptions as Sally? Do you live in the same zip code? Do you see the same doctor? So we have to really consider all of those different variables. But we're doing that based on the client's information. We're not selling anything. No one on my team is allowed to have any sort of insurance license or affiliation whatsoever. And we do that during our training, but then we also, I do, look that up quite often to make sure no one's gotten an insurance license as they've become a SHINE counselor. So no one is a SHINE counselor unless they are bearing a certain badge.
Right, and again, unbiased. So some people think that the only reason you exist is for the open enrollment period, which is every year, October 15th to December 7th. It hasn't changed much over the years. It's the open enrollment gives us a chance to go from one plan to another to make the choices and the decisions that we make every year. I, for one, have changed my Part D plan almost every year since I turned 65, which was just 5 or 6 years ago now. So But you're not just for open enrollment, which, of course, that's one of the reasons you're here because there's things going on. But people can call on you all year and should take advantage. So why do people call on you all year?
For anything weird that may come up on their Medicare summary notice. I joke about it all the time, but I did have once that someone had on their Medicare summary notice that they were charged for an amputation, but that amputation, amputated arm was still very much there. And now that we are also the Senior Medicare Patrol, we are doing a lot to let the community know that we're here to help detect, protect, and advise on abuse and neglect. There is a huge difference between those. Abuse is generally a wrong coding or something's incorrect. Neglect or fraud is the intent to. So sometimes we get to go over those weird things that are coming up in the Medicare summary notice. Maybe they're getting a back brace or a knee brace just mailed to them randomly and they don't know where it came from. Sometimes someone had an ambulance bill and they felt that the ambulance was medically necessary, but the insurance said, no, it wasn't. Here's the bill. We help to navigate that as well. And all year round, folks are turning 65 all year round.
Right. So 10,000 people a day turning
exactly.
65, right?
Quite a bit of them in South Florida. Most in
Dunedin. And they're all on 95.
So we are a little seasonal. So Medicare's not sexy during the summer. There's not much you can do unless there's an issue. But we're here to help everyone understand their Medicare benefits, too. So even if they get something and they just want us to help them to decipher the insurance jargon into English, we will definitely do that.
You know, it's interesting. Again, the timing is always propitious when you're on the show because you don't know what is a scam and what isn't. We received a letter just this weekend. My wife Irene had a knee replacement. My regular audience would know that. Not everybody does if you just found us tonight. She just had a knee replacement, and in the pre-op there were some tests, and we got this kind of really bizarre letter over the weekend, which just looked odd, like they were fishing for information. It didn't look like a proper letterhead. It didn't look like a proper number. So there's a lot of people out there looking to take advantage of seniors. What are some of the more common Medicare things that people should be paying attention to?
A really big one right now is genetic testing. There are folks that are setting up at health fairs and they're saying, hey, wouldn't you like to know what you're predisposed to, what may be in your genes as far as cancer or whatever it may be? So they will do a cheek swab. We've even heard them be as aggressive as having a van go through a 55-plus community and go door-to-door asking them if they want to do this. Well, so one, it has to be deemed medically necessary from a doctor. So the way that it's being billed through Medicare is, unfortunately, there is some doctor out there on the dark side that is helping to push these genetic testings through. Well, most times the beneficiaries don't get the results because the fraud, those folks have done what they need to. They've gotten their billing, they've gotten what they needed, and they move on, and someone never gets their results. But what happens is Medicare beneficiaries only get that one time in their lifetime. So if it's billed on their Medicare number and it's gone through and nothing has been said about this genetic testing for some time, then Medicare deems that that was a medically necessary and valid test. So then if there's ever a time down the line that someone actually does need it for something, they can't get it or they have to pay out of pocket for it.
Wow, that's amazing.
So that's a big one. Wow. And then, of course, the back braces, knee braces are a big deal. You call into the hotline that's on the commercial, and then they get your Medicare number. Sometimes it's as simple as someone's calling and saying, hey, I'm from such and such's doctor's office. I'm verifying your Medicare number. You give it to them, and then they sell it on the black market, and you don't know where it's coming from, and you don't know where all the billing's happening. So that's why it's important for beneficiaries to monitor the Medicare summary notices. You can also create a MyMedicare.gov account where it'll give you live time, and all of the information's on there. If you see anything weird, please give us a call. We can help you navigate that.
It is so fascinating because nobody is immune from being a potential victim. You would think that people in the space, I mean, I'm in the space, I travel every day, and I've had a number of instances where I was suspected there to be something awry, and I was right, and maybe I wasn't right, but it is so easy because we're so trusting as we get older, and if every, they know how to make these things look official, they really, really do. If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. I'm here tonight with Desiree Mearns, who is the director of SHINE, part of the Area Agency on Aging, and she was just talking about their fraud and exploitation program as well. SHINE is a free service to help people navigate their Medicare questions. There's also a special new first time in a modern memory for reversing a decision you may have made during open enrollment. Desiree is a guest every year at open enrollment because she has so much important information to share. But because there's this special one-time option, and there are, I guess, two of them, which I just learned tonight, she's here to tell us how you can take advantage of that. We're also going to talk about a lot of other things. She glossed over it before, but she mentioned the word zip code, and we're going to talk about why zip code matters. We're going to talk about the difference between traditional Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans, and you really need to be paying attention to that because there are differences. They look just like Medicare, but it's not exactly Medicare. We're also going to talk about what Medicare covers and what it doesn't. People think it covers everything, and it does not. Talk about all of the different plans to choose from. We'll talk about all those commercials you see on TV. Should you be paying attention to them? And then we're going to talk about a whole lot more, and we're going to tell you how you can reach the SHINE program. Of course, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom is here every Monday night live from 6 to 7. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. If you're listening on 95.9, you're in the Palm Beaches. Of course, on 106.9, you're on the Treasure Coast. Regardless, we're glad that you're with us. If you're a regular listener, thank you for sticking with us. If you're new, please hang out for tonight and keep on coming back. If you have any questions about your Medicare needs, though, if you have any questions for my guests, you can call us. 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
You might know that one out of four adults over 65 fall and end up in the emergency room each year. What hits even closer to home is that one in 10 adults over 65 fall every hour of every day in Palm Beach County. Hi, I'm Dan Lagani, the CEO and co-founder of Silver Solutions, the on-demand safe living and home solutions company. At Silver Solutions, our mission is to help make your future look different. For over a decade, we've been working with families like yours to eliminate home safety risks so that you or mom can safely age in place. And when it's time to downsize or ready a family home for sale after a loss, Silver Solutions specialists will also help and do the work for you. To find out more, call now to schedule a free home assessment at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online now at silversolutions.com. Silver Solutions, we make growing older safer and easier for the whole family.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm here tonight with Desiree Mearns. Desiree is the director of Shine BEC program from the Area Agency on Aging. We're talking about enrolling in Medicare. We're talking about correcting something you may have done wrong during open enrollment last year. And we're going to be talking about other things that are really important to you. And yes, 10,000 of us a day are turning 65 for about the next 11 years, I think, and that's been true of years past. A lot of people are making options on their Medicare or Medicare Advantage plans without fully, frankly, understanding the differences in those plans. So, Desiree, maybe we can shift gears a little bit and talk about Part A and Part B and Part D versus Part C, which is Medicare Advantage. Can we explain the differences there? Because I don't think people understand it.
Absolutely. So there is an either-or option. There are two paths to Medicare. There's original Medicare with a supplement and a Part D. So someone who will be on that path to Medicare will have three different cards in their wallet, essentially. Their red, white, and blue Medicare card, which is their A and B entitlements. A is generally free for those who have 40 working quarters or 10 years with Social Security. B is about $144 this year. But you can be held harmless and pay less or none if the state is helping you with a little bit of Medicaid.
Right.
Or you can pay more if you're lucky enough to make over a certain threshold in retirement, then you get an IRMA surcharge and your Part B may be more.
It's funny how you call that lucky. I don't call that lucky.
So those are your Part A and your Part B entitlements. That's your red, white, and blue Medicare card. That covers 80% of Medicare-approved procedures and services. What do we do with the 20%? You can either come out of pocket cash or you can take a supplement, what's also called a Medigap plan, that bridges that 20%. Now, to make it another level of confusing, those are also letter types. So those go all the way from A to N. So if someone says, I have Medicare, I have K, they're not crazy. They're talking about a Medigap plan. That's the Medicare Medigap piece there. Then the third card is Part D, the prescription coverage that you'd use at the pharmacy to cover your prescriptions. So that's original Medicare path. Or you cannot have both. The other side is the managed care, the Part C as in cat, or Advantage plan side. That's a network. This is our network, our HMOs, PPOs, special needs plans world, where you're signing up for a network that a third-party entity, a third-party company, is managing your A, B, and most of the time Part D. There are a few Advantage plans that don't offer Part D coverage, but that's because you may want to take that if you have maybe VA coverage, union coverage, or some other sort of Part D prescription coverage. And those are the two different paths to Medicare.
And not all Medicare Advantage plans are created equal.
Exactly. So HMOs are pretty much a smaller network. You want to think of it almost a county-based. They're going to be smaller availability of doctors and specialists and certain programs. A PPO is a little bit larger of a network. We are fortunate in South Florida to have regional PPOs, which will cover a lot of providers in the state of Florida, and maybe even some in double zip codes, like a northerner zip code.
Right, for the snowbird population, right.
Exactly, so that's part of it. And then we also have special needs plans. In Palm Beach County, we have heart disease, lung disease, COPD, diabetes, and something called dual eligible. Those are special needs networks that are set up for certain conditions or certain income parameters as well for those who have Medicare and Medicaid.
And that would be primarily, I'm going to guess, just because of the specialists required for those health conditions, right?
Exactly. Right? It's meant to be a managed care, a way for those with those conditions to find specialists and different providers' facilities in their area.
And because they're all different, they all cost a different amount, correct? I mean, most people go to an Advantage plan because 99 times out of 100, it is less expensive than Part A, B, a supplement, and Part D. Not always less expensive, but most of the time it is. So most people make that choice. But even within the Advantage network, there are differences.
Exactly. Right? Yes. So there are no premium or low premium plans. There are some that have a premium. And it's really, we take the consideration on what the client's healthcare utilization is to consider. Is your doctor accepting it? Are your prescriptions covered? Is it available in your zip code? Because it is very different per zip code. And then we do have a few beneficiaries who are absolutely in love with the additional benefits that you get in a Part C, an Advantage plan. You may get a gym membership, a little bit of dental, hearing, vision. That has expanded this year, but we have to remember that Medicare, whether it be Advantage plan or traditional original Medicare, is not going to cover something unless it's deemed medically necessary or it's available in that plan. So although someone who you know that lives in the middle of Kansas has all of this transportation, pest control, all these different things with their Advantage plan, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's available per the plan in your zip code.
And even within Palm Beach County, I'm sorry, I remember the last time you were here, you talked about West Delray versus East Delray and that the plans could be demonstrably different across the street from each other. Is that still accurate?
Yes, absolutely. So it's really important that you're considering all of your options and you're considering it based on your needs and what's available to you.
And within those plans, I think it's important to understand for the audience that the doctor who may be in your XYZ plan today may opt tomorrow to go to a different plan, and then you're stuck in that plan, and you have to go to the doctor that's in the plan.
A new doctor. Unless, if you're in a PPO, there is an out-of-pocket or out-of-network price, or you can always ask the doctor if you are absolutely in love with them and you can't do with anyone else, you can ask cash price at that point.
Right. So, I have a lot more questions, and I'm going to get to them. I really am. But we'll do it right after the break, because this Medicare Advantage is really important to understand, and not everybody does, and it's really critical that they do. So if you just tuned in, I'm here tonight with Desiree Mearns, and this is, of course, Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. Desiree is the director of SHINE here in the Aging, Disability, and Resource Center, better known for most of you as the Area Agency on Aging. And she covers all of Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast. And we talked a little bit about what SHINE does. We'll come back to that in just a bit. We're also going to tell you how you can reach both her and, more importantly, the wonderful people that work for her and who volunteer for her. And it's really critical. If you have questions for she or for me, you can call us, 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were stationed might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, Scott Greenberg, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. We're here every Monday night from 6 to 7. We're glad you're with us tonight. You should be glad that you're with us also, because we have an unbelievable guest. Desiree Mearns is here. She is the director of SHINE, Serving the Health Insurance Needs of Elders, which is, an Older Americans Act outgrowth, part of the Area Agency on Aging, your Aging, Disability, and Resource Center. Desiree is probably, if not the most expert in this space, certainly one of the top one or two or three. So I'm thrilled that she's here. She's here because there are some special new enrollment periods this year, which are really, really important in the Medicare space. But before we broke, we were talking about Medicare Advantage and all of these things that are being offered. You know, Desiree, during the break, we were talking about this. you know, there are a lot of commercials. I mean, everybody sees Joe Namath all the time on TV. He's a very likable guy. I've actually met him. He's a wonderful man. Lives right here in Tequesta. I'll give you his address, folks, if you would. No, he lives right here in Tequesta. But he's offering or saying that Medicare Advantage offers things that it may not offer in every zip code, that may not be as robust as people do. So how do people figure it out, and who's the most vulnerable for choosing the wrong plan? Because you can make a huge mistake here that will impact your health, right?
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite questions is, Desiree, which is the better path to Medicare?
Right.
Well, I've seen the good, bad, and ugly. So I have seen a 96-year-old on an Advantage plan who sees the doctor once a year, is on one prescription, and loves her gym membership. So that works great for her. On the other side, I've seen a 23-year-old who has Medicare due to a disability. She appreciated the original Medicare with maybe a higher premium for her supplement because at least she knew what she was paying each and every month and what to expect with her low income. So we really attack it based on the person's healthcare utilization, their budget, you know, what it is. Ultimately, both sides are a risk. We never know what's going to happen, as you know. So you made a decision by a December 7th date, and by December 8th, your whole life was different.
Right.
So that's something we try to consider the best that we can. But it is really important that folks know that advertisement is just that. It's advertisement. So the best way to get the information in an unbiased manner is to either call Shine to make an appointment or review the information on Medicare.gov's Plan Finder tool. Oh, it's completely objective. There are no pop-ups. There's no additional information. There's no click this, click that. It's all just the information based on your zip code and your prescriptions that you do plug into the system.
So if you are confused, and this is really, really important, right? If you are confused, you should not be embarrassed by taking advantage of the free service that you offer, that Shine offers. And you will get an unbiased look at that, right? I mean, they're really smart people have a hard time navigating this. So your volunteers are expertly trained, right?
Yes, from Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It's a very lengthy training. However, I invite anyone who is open to the challenge. If it's not something you love, let's help you love it. So it is one of those trainings where it's a self-study at first, and then we mentor. It can take anywhere from 3 months to a year before someone becomes active as their own Shine counselor. We help everyone, and we're supported there to provide the information and the counseling for these events. We love to make what's normally a topic that folks avoid. You get all that mail, and you just want to push it to the side and ignore it for a while, kick the can down the road. Well, now the can's here, so we help everyone kind of attack it head on and feel confident in the information and the decisions that they're making.
How many plans are there? I mean, and then how many drug plans are there? There's an unbelievable number, right?
So I do cover Okeechobee as well.
Right.
So out in Okeechobee, there can be an Advantage plans and Part D's between maybe 8 to 12 options in any zip code in Okeechobee, whereas we always talk about Delray and Boca, the more populated Medicare beneficiary areas. There can be anywhere between 15 to 21 options in one zip code for either side. So then that's the decision of, this is original Medicare with all of your Part D options. This is the Advantage plan with all of just your Advantage plan side. So you could be looking upwards of 40 different plans before you really decide what to go with.
And costs can vary based on your geography, right? I don't think people understand it. I know I had a big argument with my best friend because he had the same supplement I had from the same company, and he was paying a much different price, and I told him he was crazy, but he was right. I was wrong, and people don't understand that either, right?
No, my favorite is when we have Medicare beneficiaries that move to Florida from certain other areas of the country, and it's very different. So there's risk ratios involved. There's tons of different aspects to it based on when you started your Medicare versus if you had comparable coverage when you didn't take out Medicare. Do you have any kind of penalties because you partied too hard for your 65th birthday and didn't sign up? There's just so many different variables. So there's also IRMA surcharges. And then we do have our low-income beneficiaries who do qualify for assistance from the state to pay for Part B premiums and get help with their prescriptions. So just because one person is paying a dollar amount and live in a certain zip code, someone else's economic budget may be very different and living in a totally different zip code. So it does change.
And again, you could take advantage of some of these help programs and not necessarily be on Medicaid, because there's a lot of confusion about Medicaid and Medicare. And there's a lot of confusion about what Medicare covers and doesn't cover. And I want to get into that because I think people don't understand also, or a lot of people don't understand, or they get surprised when they find out, what do you mean Medicare doesn't pay for that? I want to go into assisted living. What do you mean Medicare doesn't pay for that? I love this place. It's beautiful. It's terrific. I mean, I have to write a check. Oh, my God. Anyway, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. If you couldn't figure it out, we're talking about Medicare. We're talking about Medicare, Medicare Advantage. We're talking about open enrollment, second bite at the apple this year. We're going to come back and explain more of that. Of course, my guest is Desiree Mearns. Desiree is the director of SHINE and SMP, which is the fraud and exploitation part of her job, and BEC. We'll talk about that as well. If you have questions for Desiree or for myself, you can call us 1-877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
So many things in life get better with age. Just ask anyone who's become a grandparent. But the stress that comes from managing all the details of a home downsizing or move to assisted living is definitely not on the list. I'm Dan Ligani, the CEO and co-founder of Silver Solutions, the on-demand safe living and home solutions company. When it's time for you or a family member to downsize or relocate to an assisted living community, call us at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE, or visit us at silversolutions.com. For over a decade, we've handled every type of downsizing or relocation, from local to national. Let us handle every detail of your move from beginning to end. We'll even help you dissolve your current home or apartment. Call us now at 1-877-AGE-SAFE, or visit us at silversolutions.com. Silver Solutions, we make growing older easier and less stressful for the whole family.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. ElderCare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with health care challenges.
As a patient advocate, ElderCare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make ElderCare 360 part of your team. ElderCare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can
and give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Each year, one of my most important shows is an open enrollment period, which is October 15th to December 7th every year for Medicare recipients to choose between whatever Medicare plan slash supplement slash Part D or Medicare Advantage plan that they choose. This year, I'm doing a second show on this because my guest, Desiree Mearns, from the Area Agency on Aging and the director of SHINE, is here to tell us about the ability to revisit the decision that you may have made during open enrollment. That rarely happens, rarely being kind of never happens. And so Desiree is here to help us with that. I do, before we revisit that again, come back to people. You know, I joked about it before the break. People are always surprised what Medicare doesn't cover. They're under the impression that it covers everything. And, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. Are there some general guidelines that we can share?
The greatest way to consider what does Medicare cover, one, there is a new app. I'm a total Medicare nerd, so Medicare does have an app for just what is covered. So if anyone ever wanted to upload that app, it's called What Does Medicare Cover? You can type that in there, and then you'll know right there, lifetime from the app, what is and what's not. But generally, the rule of thumb is it medically necessary? So we have to deem, is that Botox medically necessary? Is that commode or that walker medically necessary for activities of daily living? So we joke about those sorts of things, but the biggest question I get is custodial care, long-term care options when it comes to Medicare. Medicare is not going to cover nursing home or assisted living without any kind of prescribed timeline on when it is to make you better, any kind of rehab or things like that. So no, Medicare is not going to pay for someone to come into the home for an extended amount of time to help you cook and clean and you do that custodial care. So it's really important to remember that. And then also you can refer to the resources of Medicare.gov or that app to find out what is covered and what's not. It may be covered, but you may have to do a little homework and do a little pushing with your doctor to deem it medically necessary for it to be covered by Medicare.
And it's often not covered 100%. That's the other part of the equation. I think about nursing home or skilled nursing at the end of a serious surgery. The first 20 days is covered 100%, but starting 21, there's a pretty significant copay, and that's true across many things, right?
Exactly, and right? It really depends on if you were even prescribed those first 20 or if you just felt you needed the first 20. Right. So it's really important to work with your healthcare provider and making sure that everything's aligned to ensure that whatever it is that you have can assist with that.
And that's a really critical point, because the second half of this is our decision about what we need really is irrelevant. We can negotiate with our healthcare provider, but the truth is, if it's not medically necessary, no matter how much you think you need it, you're not getting it, right?
Yes.
And that's really, and I know we talked, I think we talked during the break, I don't think we did it live. Some of the durable medical equipment is available only once every 5 years or once in a lifetime, right?
Yes.
And that's really important.
And some testing also. We did refer to the
genetic testing,
scams, but there are other testings that are once in a lifetime too. So you do want to protect yourself, make sure the testings aren't fraudulent, but also you want to protect your durable medical equipment. Nothing is coming in for free. You see those commercials about let's help you get a knee brace and a back brace. And, well, it's not for free. It's not just coming from some lovely charity that wants to send it to you. They're asking you for your Medicare number for a reason because they are going to charge it to your Medicare. Medicare is going to show on your record that you got that walker 3 years ago. So even though you lost it or maybe you gave it away to a friend, that was your free walker or wheelchair for that five-year time. So it's really important to make sure that you understand that some things are in a timeline.
And there again, from the copay point of view, the what Medicare the covers 80% of most, the Medicare Advantage plan may in fact cover 100%, which is a big advantage. But if you have traditional Medicare Part A and Part B and Part D, and you want somebody else to pay that 20%, then you go to these supplements, which is kind of a whole nother bag, right? Mm-hmm. Right. The Medigap plans that you referenced earlier, there's a lot of variation there as well, isn't there?
Yes, and supplements, Medigap plans, are only going to cover what Medicare covers. So essentially, your service or procedure, whatever it may be, is billed through your Part A and your Part B, whether it's A for hospitalization or inpatient services, B for doctor services, durable medical equipment, or observation status. That's going through first. It's 80% of medically necessary Medicare-approved procedures and services. And then the 20% is sent to your supplement or your Medigap plan, where it's a little different on the Advantage plan side. They have different negotiations on certain doctors, providers, hospitals, networks, as well as different co-pays and things, co-insurances for maybe durable medical equipment or testing and things.
So while Medicare has limitations, Medicare Advantage typically has even more limitations, right? But I've used the example, I think I used it the last time you were on, about I had spinal fusion surgery. I did it in New York. Traditional Medicare, Part A and Part B with a supplement, and I didn't pay anything. But if I were on a Medicare Advantage plan, the likelihood of my being able to go to the doctor that I chose to go to, Columbia Presbyterian, I likely wouldn't have had that option. So it doesn't make it bad. You just have to understand what it is that you're buying. And that's really important. So can we give a brief synopsis again of why open enrollment is being revisited this year? Because that's really an important part of why you're here tonight.
Mm-hmm. So open enrollment period was way back when, October 15th through December 7th. And if you felt that maybe you were misinformed, the information was not available to you, whatever it may be, you felt that you made a decision based on inaccuracies, then you can either call us at SHINE, 866-684-5885. That is our local helpline number. To make an appointment with a SHINE counselor to review different plans and see if there is something better available to you. Then we'll help you call Medicare, or if you're comfortable in doing it on your own and maybe you just want to go back to the plan that you had previously, you would call Medicare and ask for the special circumstances special enrollment period. And that would open up a span of time for you to do so, to either change back or change to a new option based on your decisions you made on potentially misinformation.
It's really fascinating. If you just tuned in, of course, I'm here tonight talking about Medicare and the ability to revisit the decisions we may have made during open enrollment. It's also important because, as I said earlier, 10,000 of us are turning 65 every day, so there are people enrolling all the time. The SHINE program is a free service, unbiased recommendations or unbiased guidance on how you can make the best choices for yourself. It's really important. If you're sorry you missed the beginning of the show, I have good news for you. You don't really have to. You can listen to it because we podcast. Yes, we do. If you're not a podcaster, I'm going to tell you how you can get it. But if you are, you just have to search OMG, I'm Getting, Up We Will Pop. You'll be up there tomorrow around noontime. You'll be able to find us. If, again, you're not a podcaster, you can go to our website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Comfort Care, ComfortCare. By now you know, do not put a T in there. You will not find us. Comfort Care, ComfortCare, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Go to the radio tab, and all of these shows will be there, including this show. Of course, you can listen anytime, anywhere, because we're on iHeartRadio. So just download the iHeartRadio app, True Oldies, Florida, 95.9. Wherever you are, you can listen to us. You can, of course, listen on your phone through iHeartRadio, or you can listen on the web on your phone, or you can listen to it on the web at home if you don't have a radio. TrueOldiesFLA.com, TrueOldiesFLA.com. Next week, an entirely different subject matter. Should the Electoral College be abolished, and should we allow a popular vote to elect our president? What a fascinating conversation. David Hirschberg is going to be here. He's a constitutional expert. And I promise you, you will be surprised about some of the things that you're going to hear on this very subject. Should the Electoral College be abolished or shouldn't it be? Should we let popular vote decide or shouldn't we? Whatever you think, I promise you will think differently about it at the end of next week's show, when my guest David Hirschberg will be here. It's going to be great. In 2 weeks, yet again, another conversation, because it is Heart Month. We're going to have Dr. Jeffrey Newman on. He's a cardiothoracic surgeon from Delray Hospital, and he's going to be on telling us about a whole host of new procedures and all sorts of information that we need to maintain a healthy heart and healthy heart care. It's going to be a most important show. And again, I want to thank Ruth Rails for being such a wonderful host today for the movie When All That's Left Is Love. I'm going to announce the next time that's being shown. But I still have a few minutes with my guest, Desiree Mern. Desiree, what is BEC? I know BEC is part of this. What is BEC?
Yes, so under our SHINE department at the Area Agency on Aging, I was so lucky to retrieve this grant. It's through the National Council on Aging. So it is a federal grant. And the BEC is the Benefits Enrollment Center. And what this grant does is it really complements SHINE in that it's serving Medicare beneficiaries specifically and helping to apply for full Medicaid, full medical Medicaid applications, and nursing home Medicaid applications, as well as the Medicare Savings Program Extra Help Assistance for Medicare cost savings. That's your Part B premium and your Part D as in dog premium and co-pays, as well as food stamps, our SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, through the state of Florida. A lot of times we have beneficiaries move from another state and they don't realize that their state benefits like food stamps and Medicaid don't follow them.
They don't transfer, right?
Every state is very different. In the state of Florida, we have income and asset restrictions. So although you may have received a benefit in another state, that doesn't necessarily mean that you'll receive it here in the state of Florida.
And that's another shocker to people who are not prepared for it. And so again, another free, unbiased, helpful opportunity to get information that you otherwise wouldn't get. And I guess Medicaid and Medicare are often sometimes thought of interchangeably, and that isn't even close to being accurate, right? I mean,
no.
That's a big difference too,
yeah.
Right?
Medicare is for those who are 65 and older or who are deemed disabled by Social Security under the age of 65. They've had disability for at least 24 months, then they transition on to Medicare. So Medicare is the federal insurance. Generally, you've been paying into it most of your working career, if not the entire time. Medicaid is state managed and state monitored based on income and assets. So those with the lowest income in the state of Florida assets can qualify for Medicaid in different variables. It can either be a way of catastrophic assistance that we call share of cost, where someone is Medicaid for the state is just going to kick in a catastrophic event, which means a large dollar amount. There's the Medicare Savings Program, which will help to pay the Part B as in boy premium and any penalties that may have been intertwined with that, as well as food stamps and medical Medicaid. So someone can be dual enrolled. They can have both Medicare on the federal level and Medicaid at their state level.
And being dual eligible brings yet another option into the picture, which is PACE, which is an entirely other kind, which we didn't touch at all tonight and don't have time to now. But can you advise people to go to PACE? I know PACE has an office in the building, but I know you're not connected.
So our SHINE program, our SHINE counselors will just focus specifically on Medicare. But whenever everyone calls into our helpline, everyone is screened for these programs. So the simple question of does your income fall above or below this amount? Do you believe your assets to be above or below this amount, not including these items? We screen everyone. And if it comes down to they're needing certain assistance and certain services, but they don't necessarily qualify for Medicare and Medicaid at the same time, then PACE, Program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly, may be an option, and that would be a referral. So we're not the know-all right. of PACE, but we can screen and help someone to connect with the PACE program. They are co-located in our building.
You're an amazing wealth of knowledge. I love having you as a guest. You really are an amazing wealth of knowledge. I cannot thank you enough. Every time you come on the show, I cannot thank you enough for what you do. I can't thank you enough for what you do every day in your job and the amount of information that you put out, how hard you work, and how knowledgeable you are.
And I need help. So I'm looking for new volunteers.
And how do they call you if they need new volunteers?
So our local number is 866-684-5885. To volunteer, my name is Desiree Mearns. You can reach out to me directly. If maybe you're a little hesitant about it and you want to know more about our program and the awesome stuff we do, you can visit our website. That's floridashine.org. So Florida is all spelled out, shine.org. You can review our application, our orientation video, and then maybe see where our next presentation is. I don't bite. I help to make Medicare sexy. So please come out and volunteer for me. We really need a larger force. We're getting more Medicare beneficiaries, and we just need all the volunteers we can get.
And it's a great place to work with great people just like yourself. So this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We talk each week about issues that confront boomers and their parents every Monday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Tonight we talked about the SHINE program. Next week we're going to talk about constitutional application of the Electoral College versus a popular vote. It's always interesting here every Monday. Please come back. Have a great week, everybody. Good night, all.